Blog Talk Radio.
I've got another yes, Lord.
This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. Thank God for another day. Well, we're celebrating the 4th of July and giving God's glory and praise because, you know, God has set us free as children of the living God. For the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And, of course, today is our day where we play quartet songs. Get ready to receive all that God has for you on this day. You know what? Sometimes we forget that we're supposed to be looking every day for the blessings of God. And as you go through your day, look to be blessed. because today it could be your day when God will call somebody to be a blessing to you. Shared his grace on thee. You know, sometimes we're quick to forget that this is what America was built on, the principles of God, God shedding his grace upon us. And you ought to be grateful. If you ain't grateful for nothing else, you should be grateful that God has shared his grace on America. And of course, if you're a child of the living God, God has, it doesn't matter where you live at around this world, God has shared his grace on you too. You know why? It's because when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, he made it possible for us to become the children of the living God. And he said, by grace are you saved through faith, not of works. That's in both God's grace of his forgiveness. Him dying on the cross and shedding his blood for you. We have a whole lot to be grateful for. And today, on the 4th of July, we celebrate God's grace has been shared on us. And because he shared his grace on us, even as children of the living God, we ought to be grateful. You know, I've learned that you can find a lot of things to complain about. But, you know, being grateful, back in your mind and being grateful for all that God has done for you, it means a whole lot. Yes, God can fix your problems and your situations. All you need to do is invite God into your situation, into your problem, into your circumstances, the state that is affecting the way you live. On this 4th of July, remember these words: God can fix it for you. Whatever the problem is, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Let me remind you, you can always call our prayer line, which is the telephone number is 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. Our prayer line is always open to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Is there anything too hard from God? There is nothing too hard for our God to do. He can fix your problems and your situation. As I said earlier, you have to invite God in. Also, you can call into our live radio show with a testimony. If this program, this radio program that we give every day, Kenneth Morgan's radio show, has been a blessing to you, or the words in which we have ministered, and you want to give your testimony, you can always call us here at the radio station. The telephone number is 516-666-9901. We would love to hear your testimony. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You know, when we go back and thank God for what he did for us, you might have been discouraged and heard a word, or you might have not knew the Lord Jesus Christ before you heard this program. Well, we pray that every person, when they come on this radio show, that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. You know, it is time for our inspirational time, so let me just go into our inspirational time and our message. You know, there's so many people that go to church on a regular basis, but they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, somebody might ask the question, how is this possible? How is it that a person can go to church and hear a message about God and never have a relationship with him? Maybe you thought because you just went to church you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in John chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, to them that receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Now, order to become a son of the living God or have a relationship with him, we have to receive him. It's not just going to church. Church is for us to learn more about him. Our relationship, Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood. According to John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, Jesus died on the cross that you may have a relationship with him. And I often like to say a true relationship, because so many people have a relationship, but it's not a true relationship. So a true relationship is built upon Romans 10, 9, and 10, that says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that if God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, the first step is to admit that you need God. You say, well, I already admit that I need God. All right, then here goes the second thing. After you admit that you need God, now you ask him for forgiveness. For what? For all the sins that you have committed. You know, it doesn't matter what you have, the sin that you have committed, God will forgive you. It doesn't matter what it is, but you have to confess your sins. Like Romans 10, 9 says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you have to confess with your mouth. You know, Lord, I'm sorry for everything that I have done in my life that was displeasing in your sight. See, anybody that have a relationship with anybody don't want to do anything that is displeasing to to the individual. When you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to do something that they don't like. Well, God hates sin. The Bible says in Isaiah, it says, your sins have separated you between you and your God, that he won't hear you. Sin separates us from God. And God hates sin. Well, you say, well, I thought, you know, we sin every day. Well, I'm sorry to tell you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and 1, the Bible says, what shall we then say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. You know, see, people feel to realize that when I have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and I have given my whole life to him, I say to him, Lord, I want you to become Lord of my life. When God becomes Lord over your life in that relationship, that real relationship that you're having with him, he becomes head over your life. Now, God won't make you do anything. You say, what do you mean? God has given us free will. He's not going to make you serve him. He's not going to make you stop sinning. He's not going to make you stop going wrong. You know, order to stop doing what you're doing, you need the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our helper. He helps us. He keeps us from falling in those things that is ungodly. You know, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, the Bible says that because one don't walk in the Spirit, he fulfills the lust or the desires of his flesh. When we walk in the Spirit, the Bible says we will not fulfill the desires of this flesh. And it only takes, it takes the Holy Spirit to help you. But if you really want to have a real relationship with God, it's more to it than just sitting in the church and getting information and never receiving transformation. You know, transformation means change. You know, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, repent means to turn away from it. To feel godly sorry is, yes, it's to be sorry for what you've done, but it just don't mean to be sorry. It means to turn away from, to have a change of mind. You know, turn away from it. That means you don't go back in it no more. And I understand that it takes the Holy Spirit to help us to live a victorious lifestyle. Remember this, as when you have a real relationship with the Lord Jesus, God has never planned not one defeat for you, not one time. There's nowhere in the scripture where he says you're going to be defeated. The reason why we are defeated is because we're not walking in the Spirit. We're not yielding ourselves to the things of God. You know, the Bible says, if you keep your mind steadfast of me, I will keep it in perfect peace. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The reason why we keep on doing those things is because the word is not in us. See, the word of God has the power, or it has a powerful effect that can change your whole entire life. So what I'm saying to you is, it's more to it than just sitting in the church. It's having a real relationship with him. As John chapter 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, Lord, he said, how can a man be born again? When he old, can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said to him, except a man is born of the water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. But in the third verse of that third chapter, he says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus died on the cross that you may have a relationship with him. Now, how can a person have a relationship with God if they don't talk to God? You know, sitting in a place and never talk to a person is not talking to them. See, that's why the difference between sitting inside the building of a church is not to talk to him. I mean, you can talk to him inside the building, but it takes more after you have come from church. You have to talk to God. You know, you get to learn more about God. You know, one thing I've learned is that a lot of people sometimes get twisted is that they can hear somebody and think they know them. You know, just like the President of the United States, somebody hears that they hear about the president over and over again, and they say, do you know him? And the first thing somebody say, yeah, I know him. Well, no, you don't know him. You know of him. So in order to know somebody, you got to have a relationship. And I understand that relationship takes time. You know, the more you get to know them, how do you get to know God more? By spending time in God's presence. How do you begin to know more about God? By reading his word and denying yourself from all the things that is ungodly. Learning the things that he don't want you to do and learning those things that he want you to do. And there are so many people, as one man told me, he was 90 years old. And he said on his porch one day, the preacher, he said, he realized I played church for 50 years, meaning that I've been going to church for all this long time, singing and listening to the choir sing, hearing the preacher preach, but no change took place. I had information, but no transformation. I had no changes that took place in my life. I did not know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Let me ask you a question. You should die right now. See, the Bible did say it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death comes the judgment. Now, the question is, if you should die right now, where will you spend eternity? Where will you go, heaven or hell? You say, well, I didn't know we can know where we're going at. Well, I just told you the scripture. The Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That explains itself. That means if I'm not born again, I cannot see the kingdom of God. I can't go to heaven. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, the Bible says, and whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. Somebody say, well, I don't believe it's a hell. Well, let's play that game. Suppose you died and there was one. Then what you going to do? The key to it is being ready and knowing for sure that if I did die, for the Bible said it is appointed unto man wants to die, but after death comes the judgment. And my job here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show and our mission is to let you know, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you desire to give your life to him, if you're tired of just going to church and not seeing change in your life, well, I want to introduce to you the Lord Jesus Christ, that relationship with him. And if you desire to have that relationship with him, and if you want to call me, you can call me right now. I mean, if you want to talk to me live, I will pray for you over the line. You don't have to tell me your name. But if you desire to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to give God your life, call me right now at 516-666. That's 3-6-9901. Or you can call me off the radio at 803-317-4457. Let me say this to you. If you done tried everything and everything failed, why won't you try Jesus? If you've been going to church, but you don't have a relationship with him, let me tell you, the Bible says there's going to come a day that when you die and stand before God, he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Church do not save you. It's good to go to church, but that's not why I'm saved. Baptism don't save you. The Bible says, now does baptism save us, but not putting away the filth of the flesh. See, we saved by grace through faith and not of works. It was by grace, God's grace, am I saved. I'm saved because I have decided to give my life to the Lord and to make up in my mind that I really want to serve him. If you really want to serve God, if you really want change in your life, why won't you have a relationship with him? And if you desire that relationship, I want to be the one to pray for you. the telephone right now, 516-666-9901. Call me here at this station right now. That line is free, ready to pray for you. You don't have to give your name. Just say, I want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tim, you all know this.
There is no way you can live without him. Well, I pray that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have never given God your whole life, not part of you. See, God don't want part of you. He wants all of you. You know, when you love somebody, they don't want part of you. They want your whole self. When you're in a relationship with somebody, they want you to put everything you got in the relationship. And I mean, it's just like a man, you know, going cheating on a woman, or a woman cheating on a man. You know, nobody want to have a player relationship. You know, they say one thing and do another. Well, a lot of people go to church and they do the same thing. You know, they'll party all night long. They'll do everything. They do everything they're supposed to do, and forget that God requires you to have a real relationship with him. And let me tell you something. When you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them. You want to do what they told you to do. And see, one thing about God, he's a loving God. He loves you. There ain't nothing you can do that he won't forgive you. But he want to have a relationship with you. And again, remember now, our telephone number, our prayer line is always open to pray for you. The telephone number, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio prayer line, is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. Our prayer line is here to pray for you. And if you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be glad to pray for you. All you can do is call that telephone number. Again, that number is 803-317-4457. Well, my time is almost up here, and I'm going to dedicate this song to you as we get ready to get out here. Just remember that what you celebrate today is the 4th of July, and I pray that every one of you remember this, the freedom that God has given us. Now, I'm talking about salvation. You know, when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, and when we have received him, to them that received him, you know what he did? He gave us the power to become the sons of God. You know how he gave us that power? That when he died on the cross and shed his blood and rose the third day, he set us free from Satan's bounds, and the chains that he had on our lives, and he set us free. So remember, as you go through this day, be safe and make sure you keep that mask on and wash your hands and be safe. Well, until tomorrow, we'll be on at 8:30 tomorrow. Tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning, on Sunday morning, and then Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Join me tomorrow for our worship time and our inspirational message. Well, may God bless you. Have a great 4th of July. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, signing off. And I'm going to leave you with this song.